Well, welcome everyone to another episode of WA This Week. Some of you may know we film this podcast on Friday and then we post it on the Monday. But of course, I woke up this morning to the news that the Queen is dead. And, you know, I think that's just a great sadness personally, but obviously for the whole nation and I think right around the world. The Queen has just been the most remarkable leader in the Commonwealth, in Britain, obviously, in the United Kingdom, but also as the head of state of Australia as well, as our monarch. And it's since 1952, I mean, just this enormous record of public service. She came into her role in 1952, a very young woman, and had just started out on her own adventure in life with her own family and suddenly was thrust into that leadership role and has just been quite remarkable in the way that she's carried out that role. Just a constant in our lives. I remember as a young child going to primary school, when I went to the little Cranbrook Primary School, her portrait was at the front of the class, and obviously that was the experience for everyone going into school. But someone who has carried out that role with the utmost propriety, dignity, someone who is just deeply respected for the way that she's carried out that role. And I will say in particular, I think she's been the most marvellous role model for women and women aspiring to go into leadership positions. You know, that she did that role so well and was so deeply respected, I think has been a great encouragement for women around the world to take on leadership roles. So a very sad day, for me personally, a sad day for Australia, I think a sad day for the world. I think, and in fact I know, that right around the world, whether countries and people came from a Commonwealth country or not, the Queen was just universally admired. It was interesting to see the government continue to deny that there is a problem in our hospital system. And my colleague, Libby Metten, who's the Shadow Minister for Health, has called for a royal commission into our hospital services, and I support her call for that. And sometimes we hear numbers and, you know, they just wash over you after a while. People hear the same numbers again and again. But just to dimension how poorly performing our health system is, in the first 8 months of 2022, the amount of ambulance ramping caused by bed blockage in hospitals, that is, beds simply being unavailable in our hospitals to take critically ill patients, the amount of ramping in the first 8 months of 2022 was more than the ramping, a cumulative ramping for 2016, 2017 and 2018. So the last 3 years of the coalition government, the Liberal National Government led by Colin Barnett, the ambulance ramping for those 3 years totaled is less than the ambulance ramping for the first 8 months of this year. We have a health system that is absolutely in crisis. And we saw the government, as I pointed out last week, you know, trying to blame the flu season, trying to say that it was especially bad, and yet the numbers show that that is complete nonsense. It is time that we have a thorough examination of our health services, the adequacy of the services, but I think also the complete failure of this government to properly manage our hospitals in this state. And you, all of you who are trying to access health services or who have loved ones in hospitals, are paying the price for that. Again, we saw the state government patting themselves on the back for the completion of the Forestfield Airport link. You know, how fascinating. A project that is years overdue, over 2 years overdue. It's taken 5 years to complete a project that was already started when the McGowan Labor government came into power. And they're sort of patting themselves on the back and saying what a fantastic job they've done. You know, it's fascinating to reflect. And it was under a previous Labor government, the completion of the Mandurah Railway Line. But many of you, or any of you that catch that line, would know the extensive tunnelling that occurred under the city of Perth. I mean, this was highly complex tunnelling because you were tunneling under major skyscrapers, buildings, roads and infrastructure in the city. That project was completed in less time than this under the then Transport Minister, Alana McTiernan. You know, we hear that Alana McTiernan, or in fact the Premier, has stated that she's going to retire at the end of this term of government. But, you know, maybe they should bring her back in for a stint as Transport Minister, because Rita Saffiotti, as the Minister for Transport, has utterly failed in her portfolio. She's been enormously successful at getting billions and billions of dollars funding for projects, but has failed in every respect. Years overdue, all the major projects are years overdue. They've completed nothing of what they started, or I think they may have done one level crossing in the 5 years that they've been there. But what they have done is now blown the budget by billions of dollars, which means government doesn't have money to spend on important areas like the topic we were just discussing, health. You know, it's an appalling record, and I don't think it's going to improve. We see no evidence. And in fact, you hear the government making all sorts of weasel words now. They're saying, oh, they've got to smooth the projects, and oh, it's due to all of these other things. But they've committed to projects that they know they can't complete in the time that they've said, just for another headline. One topic I do want to keep a light shone on is the treatment of Brock Burston. Now, Brock Burston, some of you may remember, was or is a participation officer in the Department of Education. That is, he's there to effectively deal with the issue of children not attending school and to make sure children are attending school. Now, before Christmas last year, Brock had heard some press releases or seen some press releases and some stories from the Minister for Education saying that truancy in Halls Creek had improved under a program the government had initiated. Now, Brock knew that this wasn't true. He contacted the department and said, look, what the minister is saying is wrong. The minister, the department ignored his concerns, and they were genuine concerns from a dedicated public servant. Brock then shared some of the information around the true truancy figures with the Shire of Halls Creek, and that information became public. What was the government's response? Was the government's response to go back and say, we've looked at this, actually the information is wrong? No. They actually took Mr. Burston to court and tried to prosecute him for releasing confidential information. Now, how attendance figures at a high school are confidential is utterly beyond me. I would think that every member of the public would be concerned to know that information. The magistrate, as I've said before, sensibly threw that out, threw that charge out. And then the department doubled down by taking administrative action against Mr. Burston. This is still ongoing. Mr. Burston is facing the potential for penalties. Now, the minister had to come to Parliament. She actually apologised to Parliament and to the public for misleading them with the information she'd released. But instead of saying Mr. Burston was an honourable public servant trying to alert my department to the true facts, and ultimately, because he was so frustrated, released that information to the local Shire, who are intimately involved in dealing with issues of school attendance in that town. Instead of saying thanks to Mr. Burston for being an honourable public servant, they've continued to prosecute him. Now, I've said before, this is just not about Mr. Burston, because I've spoken about an issue in the Department of Communities where another public servant is being persecuted by this government, still months and months after the fact of her, that public servant, releasing information that was entirely correct, entirely proper, and that was about the treatment of Aboriginal staff in the Department of Communities. You know, what they've done in that case and what they're doing to Mr. Burston is just this, I think, utterly improper persecution of decent public servants. I understand in the Department of Communities there are actually over a dozen staff that are being investigated by the department for obtaining or otherwise getting what they claim to be confidential information. But what it's really about is persecution. So to send the clear message to every other public servant, don't you dare cross this McGowan Labor government, because if you do, we'll use the full apparatus of the state to punish you, to make sure that anyone else doesn't dare come out and tell the truth, that public servants don't tell the truth, they don't alert the public when ministers are misleading the public, that they'll do what they're told or else. I mean, this is just disgusting. You've got a Labor Party, you've got a Premier that promotes himself as the great saviour of the state and a person beyond any reproach. You've got a whole raft of Labor ministers who claim they're there for the small, for the ordinary person, for the people who are battling. But in fact, what they are is just an arrogant government. They believe they're utterly beyond reproach. And boy, will they use every apparatus of the state to punish you if you dare do anything that conflicts with their story. And in the case of the information that the Education Minister was releasing, that if you dare alert the public to the fact that what the minister's saying is completely false. You know, this is wrong. The minister should apologise to Mr. Burston. He still hasn't got his old job back. We'll wait and see what comes out of this. But this is the hallmark of this Labor government. Arrogant. They think they're beyond reproach, but furthermore cannot brook a single criticism of them, and they'll use the entire apparatus of the state to come down on any public servant that does the right thing and does their job decently on behalf of the public of Western Australia. Well, look, thank you very much for listening to the podcast this week, or the video. As you know, you can subscribe to this podcast on any of the platforms that produce podcasts, so iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or any other platform, and you can share that with your friends. You can also get the video on LinkedIn, Facebook, or YouTube by just looking up Dr. David Honey. Please share it with your friends. Please get the message out. We don't always get the coverage we would like in other forums, and this is a great way for us to get the message out to our supporters. So please share it with your friends so that they can hear some of this information as well. But otherwise, thank you very much.